Can I tell a Bowes and Kay story? Yeah, why not? I'll say very quickly. I'm going to interview Reginald Bowes and Kay. We're doing a piece on television about people in the National Service days. And we turned up at Bowes and Kay's flat, which was on the King's Road. And he was boozed. I mean, this wasn't a legend, or, you know, it wasn't just a overblown sort of, anyway. Yeah. He was boozed. So, we were sitting down, and he was hardly talking. He was slouched in this chair, and we're setting up the camera and the lights, and I was trying to, engage him in some little. So I said, sorry, a bit late, it's okay. It's okay. So, you busy or, not bad? Nothing coming back, nothing, you know, just frost. And then I said, right, okay, we're ready now. Turn over, Tony. And in your own time. And just as I drew breath to say the first question, he lifted his leg and tore off the most resounding thump you have ever heard in your life, right? It just, shocking. And then looked around us all, defying us to say anything. And I, Sir Reginald, you were in the army then. And we carried on as if nothing had happened. But I don't mind. Yes, of course he had. But to lift at the same time, as if to emphasise it?
Yep.
And we all went, right, well, okay. And he looked at us, defying us to say anything.
What a star.
And I think you've summed it up there. Veronica Lake and he, the measure of a star.
I used to work with a guy, actually, a long time ago, whose sister was married to Reginald Bosanquet.
A fellow said he was married to him?
Yeah.
No, it was Warren Eckersheath, but I don't think he'd level that.